Welcome back, everyone, to the Southwest Cannabis Conference and Expo here in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Radical Russ at the CannabisRadio.com desk. And joining us here is David Perlaza. He's with MarijuanaDispensaryApps.com. David, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
So MarijuanaDispensaryApps.com sounds pretty self-explanatory, but why don't you tell people what it's all about?
Yes, thank you. Basically what we wanted to do was bring some branding and awareness to the most utilized device in the world right now, being the phone. We know that everything's kind of going more mobile, and we've been doing this for a long time with other industries, and we're now, for the last like 60 days, been venturing into the marijuana industry, and it's been very well received. It does a lot of features that I think aren't available right now for the dispensaries, and it really ties in well because it grabs so many different things that marijuana dispensaries maybe pay for individually and bundles it all into one app, and it's theirs, their brand, their logo, their icon, yeah. their color scheme and everything.
What are some of those things that they're paying for separately that get put together in your apps?
Yeah, so the app, again, it's fully customizable, so they can have any kind of features that they want to have. We have about 20 that we include, and they can have more than that or less, however they want. There's no difference in price or anything. But some of the things that we do is like menus and photos of the location of their products. We can do blogging, reviews of, you know, new strains or new products or tips, anything they want to share with the public through a video, like through YouTube. Mobile coupons, digital gift cards. We also do loyalty and rewards. We actually have that in two different platforms, one being a point system that allows you to accumulate points on the money you spend. And it's also used for tracking, because we know that some states have a minimum, a maximum of how much product that a person can buy.
Sure.
So it actually allows them to track, you know, what their purchases are for the month. And the other one is a digital coupon system. So that is digital punch card system, I apologize. So they can actually stamp for whatever they want. If they want to just do like for pre-rolls or something like that, they can stamp it through the app.
Wow, that's great stuff. Now, for the people out there running the dispensaries, they might not be computer people. Is there a lot of tech experience they need to be able to work with you guys on this?
I'm so glad you mentioned that, because one of the biggest, most attractive features in this whole thing is that you get a dedicated account manager. Oh. And they manage everything for you. So they set up the broadcast for your daily specials, for events you have going on, for your coupons, and they blast it out to the patrons via three different ways. One being push notification, as well as in-app alerts and email broadcasting.
Okay.
You just have to communicate with your account manager and let them know how you want the broadcasting and the notifications being sent out. They actually take care of everything on the back end. Now, for those customers that are a little more tech savvy, they do have accessibility to go into the back end and change things as they want, update photos, change
like
anything.
Like a dashboard,
exactly like that, yep.
Wow. So I'd assume that these apps are available on the iOS platform and Android. How about BlackBerry, Windows Phone?
Well, the apps can be put on any kind of mobile device
now,
and there is no charge for the app to be put onto the mobile device for the consumer. However, there is some of the dispensaries we're working with did want to actually make like a subscription plan. So if they pay $5 a month, they get some perks. You know, if they want, that could be like the bronze package. You can do a gold and a silver, for $10 or $15 extra a month, you'd get, 25% off coupons or whatever they want. That's the beauty of the app, is it's fully customizable. They have carte blanche to do whatever, however they want. There's no regulation as far as, no, you can't put that. I mean, obviously, under the law, of course,
sure.
But like whatever they want, there's no, they can, the sky's the limit.
Wow. All right. So we're speaking with David Perlaza from MarijuanaDispensaryApps.com. David, what's your background? How did you get involved with this?
So I started with City Cheers. We started in the bar and restaurant industry. They had a really good connection with Anheuser-Busch. So we've been developing this with the bar and restaurant industry. We wanted to go branch out into the marijuana industry as well. So we went with MarijuanaDispensaryApps.com, and that's the sister company. So that's how we're getting all the attention directly from this event and everyone who comes by. I've had a huge background in sales. I've been doing project management for a long time, a lot of a process improvement. So I'm really good at kind of helping out the owner kind of consolidate all the things that they're doing and putting it on one thing that can be managed very easily, streamlined, so there isn't a lot of like going here and there for this and that and the other and all these different programs. One of the coolest things that we're moving into right now is mobile ordering. So you can actually have your patients order through the phone. They can either have it picked up at the dispensary, or they'll be able to actually have, if they want to have a delivery service, they can have the transaction be done through the phone.
Wow.
Yeah, so you can order, pay for it, and have it delivered. Eventually, we'll get into a situation where you can see the driver coming to you in a little map
like
area,
Uber.
Like Uber, exactly. You can see a picture of them. They can see a picture of you, so you can make it a face-to-face transaction.
Yeah.
We need processing for that, credit card processing. So we partnered with one of the leading industries for marijuana POS systems, and they have the whole thing laid out for us with a tablet or with the phone. Again, as long as it's an Android or even Apple, it doesn't matter. We can get the swipe done.
Wow, that's fantastic stuff. All right, so marijuanadispensaryapps.com is the website. Are you guys based here in Arizona?
The company was created in San Jose, California, but yes, we are the sales department here in Arizona, so we're direct here, but we're nationwide.
Right,
so,
it wouldn't matter which state you're in. If you wanted to get this developed, you could have it.
Exactly.
And it sounds like the only technical knowledge you'd need to know on your side is how to send an email.
Exactly.
Or you could just call if you want.
Or a text message, yeah. I mean, some people just kind of say, yeah, I'm running with the same specials this week, and send a quick message over to the account manager, then it gets done that way. Just a couple more things I want to just mention, too.
Sure.
The broadcasting aspect is really nice because we can make sure that we can get this information out real time. So if they want to, hey, you know what, I just thought of something today, I want to get this special out, they can call their manager on, as long as it's within business hours, and then get the information sent out immediately. There's no need to update the app. It goes through right away to everybody who has the app's phones through the system. So
that's pretty cool. Anything else you need to tell the audience before we go?
No, I'm so happy that we got into this. I know that this is such a growing industry, and the main thing we want to make sure is we're building awareness. There's so much that people probably don't know about it, and through the app you can really get that information out there. As I mentioned before, you can blog, you can do demonstrations, you can have charity events, you can do anything, and it's a great way to get your brand, your logo, the kind of awareness you want onto the thing that's utilized the most in the world. Obviously, the phone, being that. So. Yeah, I think it's going to be a great, great way to market your business. So.
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, everything's moving to mobile, and I can't tell you how many apps I got on my phone.
Exactly.
I'm sure one of yours will end up there very, very soon.
I'm hoping so.
David Palazza from MarijuanaDispensaryApps.com. Check them out online and here at the Southwest Cannabis Conference. You will be glad you did. Thanks for joining us, David.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. Appreciate it.
All right. These interviews will be available on SoundCloud.com/RadicalRuss. If you'd like to pass it along, share it, embed it any way you like. It's all for you in the cannabis community. I'm Radical Russ with CannabisRadio.com. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more interviews in just a few minutes.